big day for Microsoft. Just this morning, Steve Ballmer announced at All Things Digital our new search engine called Bing. You may have heard of it referred to as Kumo, but it's actually called Bing. And with us to talk about it, Stefan. And you know Stefan from the much-loved, much-adorned Max Zuckerman series here on Channel 9 called Stefan Is. And today, right. Stefan is
I'm the Steve
Bing
Ballmer.
Man. The Bing Man, or
Steve
Ballmer.
Ballmer.
You can be Steve Ballmer. You gotta up the energy a little bit.
Are you kidding? Me? Up energy? You can't record fast enough with my upped energy.
That's true. We're actually playing this in slow-mo just to keep it real. Let's talk.
Let's do Bing.
First of all, a lot of people are talking about it. It was called Kumo. Why call it Bing?
Think of it as kind of the sound of found.
Uh-huh.
Right? We needed a great brand for this great new product we're going to show you today.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted something memorable, something that was kind of a verb, something that had emotion, that was kind of playful. Bing was chosen from a kind of a roster of candidates.
Okay.
And that's what we went with.
So it's sort of like when the light bulb goes off above your head, bing!
Yeah, like, oh,
bing!
I found it. I got the answer. I think it was Yusuf who said it is the sound of found.
I like it.
Isn't that nice?
I like it, the sound of found.
I'm going with that.
And a lot of people have been noting that it is easy to type.
Easy to type. You can do it, you can actually, depending how you, if you're a bad typer, you can do it with one hand. If you're a good typer, you're going to use your index for G. But
okay, good. So we've settled on Bing, the sound of found. We like Bing. Will this be the end of rebranding our search? I mean, people, it's confusing. We've had MSN search. We've had Windows Live search. Yep. We've had Live search.
We are confident this brand is going to attract consumers, and when they get here, they're going to love it.
Okay. Let's talk about integration. How will Bing integrate with other Microsoft products? Can I get to my Hotmail from the Bing homepage? Can I get to my Spaces? Are we all one big happy family finally?
Well, you can see on the Bing homepage, I'll show you in a second, we've got very clear links at the top out to MSN, out to Windows Live. And the cool thing is, when you go to MSN, for example, and you're in the channels, you're in travel, you're in entertainment, you know, the combination of MSN integration plus IE8 with their Web Accelerators integration, there's so many good entry points now into the Bing search engine, which is great.
Okay.
And same with Windows Live. They've done a ton of work for to make sure that search is prevalent across the experience. When you hit it, bam, bada. I'm not going to do that.
Boom! I'll do it for you.
I'll do boom. I'm not going to do bing because I just...
bing.
I'm afraid I might get sued for that or something.
All right. So you've got me personally excited to see the demo.
Oh, okay.
Let's talk about some other excitement we might... And I'm not sure if you even know about this. You know, I've read on the interweb that there may be something between an $80 million to $100 million ad campaign launched to promote Bing. Can you talk about that? Fact. Fiction. Where are we going?
The good news is we are going to go, we're going to have a great ad campaign.
Yes,
sure. And people, because again, we are confident that the product, I mean, we're confident people are going to try it and they're going to like it.
Okay.
But we got to make sure people know that it's there. Right, and so part of that is getting it out there and getting awareness and getting folks to come in and give us a shot. Once people come and try it, we think they're going to say, "Oh, this is a good search."
All right, let's try it.
Let's check it out.
So we've landed here at the Bing homepage.
Okay. That's all we have.
That's it. That's amazing. Thank you, Stefan.
See, now one big thing I want to say that we added. Look, let's do something simple. One thing we got a lot, and this is not the big engine feature, but I'm going to show you something that's cool because customers have said for the last year or so since we've had images on the homepage, I want to get back to my previous images. I saw the one yesterday on Sunday. I want to see it again.
Yes.
Now look at this. Again, this is not going to change the world, but I can go back, click on that bad boy, and it's going to take me back to yesterday's page, for example, or the day before's page.
Excellent.
So you can't, again, we think this is going to, you know, change the economics of search? Yeah, probably not.
No, but this is the kind of stuff
that customers ask for. We delivered on.
This is the
kind
of stuff that turns me on.
But let's get to the big stuff.
Let's go hardcore.
Okay, we're going loco. So first thing, let's go to something like UPS, for example. What are we seeing here? A bunch of stuff. We're seeing that we've got this thing called a best match right here. And what it does is it actually tells the consumer, for this particular query, we think this is the best algorithmic match for your particular query. What it does is it just makes the whole page cleaner, right?
Yes.
So we have these deep links. We've got a customer service number here, so you can call UPS easily. We've got the ability to track a package
Great.
Isn't that great?
That's
so
great.
So right from the search page, you can actually
It's almost like you've integrated the actual UPS page into your search landing page.
Well, I don't think they wanted me to say that, but yeah. But in essence, we're helping.
We
know 90% of consumers who are going to the site are trying to track a package. So
great.
We said, how can we actually bring that up to the top level page?
Love it.
Things like also, we're hiding the other web results. I'm not hiding because we're mean. although you could make that case. We're hiding because, again, we're pretty sure that this is the UPS query is going to the UPS, wants to go to the UPS site. So
for
why
sure.
burden you with 160 million results that we actually have in the index for
wow.
UPS when we know that most likely you're going to that number one?
What if you want to search for something a little less obvious, where
right.
there's not a clear destination?
Right, exactly. So you have something like, what's like Target.
Okay.
Right? So let's go do the Target query. Let's pull up Target. What do we get? Well, we still get a lot of the value that we showed you on the first page. Best matches here. Deep
mm-hmm.
links are here. The ability to search within the site is right there, so I can literally go get my new Xbox 360, and there it goes. Boom, Target. There it is. I have it right there. So I can do those actions from the site. We give you local listings because we can we're trying to attempt to figure out where you are in the world, so we can
Excellent.
Provide that information. And then we have the other algorithmic queries or algorithmic results beneath that. So this is a little less definitive of a query, and so we're able to actually try to help out with the best match because
mm-hmm.
we know a lot of folks are going there. But then of course give you the algorithmic results beneath that.
Cool.
One thing we're also doing, which I think is pretty hot, is that we know, again, a bunch of navigational queries happen. There's
yes.
also a bunch of bad links people click on. In fact, the number one feature in search today
yes.
is the back button.
Wow.
You know why?
Actually,
people,
I use it all the time, so I concur.
It's funny. What happens, people will do a search for something. They will get to a results page. They'll kind
of
scan the captions and try to
yeah,
figure out what's the best.
I
don't, or maybe I do. This looks maybe right, so I'll click on this. You know, I'll click on pets.
Right.
I like pets. And I'll go to that page, and I realize, oh, that's not what I wanted.
No,
I don't want to buy pets at Target.
No, you want to go to Petco.
Whatever, right? So bottom line is people go back. These are called bad clicks. When I hover over a result, you see this little balloon down here starts
I do.
To appear.
That
when
is
I, when
new.
When I hover over that, what I'll actually get is we're pulling deep captions from within the site. So we're actually going to go in and pull out additional information from the site to help you decide whether or not that is the site that you actually want to go to.
Oh, thus so, saving you the click.
That's one thing. But the other thing we talked about a lot is, can we just stop clicking from happening in the first place? So for things like, you know, weather, like a type today, weather.
Mm-hmm.
But we know we're in Redmond. So
that's because it knows weather. Because you're logged into your live account.
Actually, here what we're doing is we're using reverse IP lookup plus your profile information. So we actually try to figure out based on the general area of the world that you're coming from, where
right.
you're at. And it works pretty well. Even things just, you know, why should you have to type in the city that you're looking for? We know you're in Redmond. We know you're looking for traffic. Pop the instant answer right there. Show the current traffic conditions, which honestly don't look that good. Look at that out there in 520 already. What is going on?
Everyone's trying to get to campus here to find out more about Bing.
They're trying to come see me do the Bing demo. I know.
It happens a lot.
It happens
a lot.
We've got
bodyguards out there. Right there. We're good.
Let's look at movies. Some movies. Pop in movies. Boom. We'll actually go ahead and pop the instant answer. Movies near us. You can drill in here. We'll take you off to the great content from MSN.
That's great.
A lot of this really is about, again, how do we even stop the click from having to happen? If we can just tell you that we know type. Showing that this kind of first section of demo is all about the fact that we're really optimizing the engine to be a great core search engine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's they're giving you the best results, these great instant answers, the ability to not click on bad links,
yes.
and the confidence to say, that was the link that I wanted through our best match technology. But
there's more.
Hold on. This is just a tip. Because Bing is not just a search engine.
Yes.
Okay. You ready for this?
I'm all ears.
Bing is a decision engine.
I've heard that.
And you know why we call it that? Because we are doing the core search that I just showed you. Great relevance, great speed, multimedia integration, great answers, all those types of things that people demand from
mm-hmm.
a search from a core search engine. But layered on top of that core search engine, we're adding a couple of things. We're adding some organization, which I'll show you in a second,
mm-hmm.
so making sense of the 160 million results you're going to get back from our, you know,
please
from
do.
Things, right? Because that's kind of chaos.
Yeah.
And then we're going to show you some tools that we're building into the experience that correspond to the tasks that people are doing with search engines today. Okay, so let's take a look here. Well,
yeah.
let's do a car query.
Okay.
What kind of cars should we look for here?
You know, my mom works for Ford.
Okay.
Nice American vehicle.
Okay. So how about a Ford Focus?
Sure. An Explorer. I like a truck.
I'm doing Focus.
Okay, Focus is
a
good
small
too.
Car because, look, I
saves
want,
gas,
I want high
saves
fuel
gas.
Economy.
High fuel economy.
You
Ford Focus.
Environment killer. So
They're
look, check it out here. We have here Ford Focus. What are we doing? Number of things. Again, firing this rich instant answer right here. We're pulling that information from MSN Autos, pulling it right up to the front so you can see MSRP,
love fuel economy. Of the images.
Look at that fuel economy, so I know I'm getting a good fuel economy.
Oh, wow.
User rating, I can get results around Redmond for both new and used listings.
And where is it pulling this information
this
from?
MSN Autos. So keep in mind, we still have a great, huge information portal called MSN.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of structured information, sports stuff, auto stuff, money things, all the structured information which we said, how can we leverage that? How can we consume that into our index and surface it when people are actually doing those types of queries?
So it goes back to what I said earlier about sort of integrating all of
it's pulling it together.
I love
exactly.
that. I love
and
integration.
I'm going to show you some integration that's going to rock your world in this.
I can't wait.
I'm rocking a lot of worlds today.
I'm fully rocked.
The world.
Well,
is,
I can be rocked a little more.
You're going to get rocked more. Watch as I scroll down, okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to scroll down. And, oh, what's this? Oh, use 4Focus? Oh, 4Focus recalls? 4Focus forum?
Oh, wow.
4Focus dealers? What we're doing here is rather than giving you a list of 10 links on the homepage that could be about any topic, frankly.
Jumbled.
We're actually breaking those results down into what are called web groups.
Wow.
And so we provide you now on the page a level of organization. So as you scan down, you can say, I don't care about dealers. I'm looking for parts. And boom, I've got that right there. And we also do the same thing if you look here on the left rail. So this innovation we have here in the user experience is called the Explore pane. And the Explore pane is designed to centralize all the stuff that you do with search engines into a consistent location.
Mm-hmm.
So we're saying, enough, let's go ahead and add some consistency to the user experience. Boom, we got the Explore pane. So the Explore pane here, in this situation, has the most common refinements that are done for this class of query. So in this case, this class of query is an auto, obviously,
yes.
right? And we actually mine the data and say, okay, when people do auto queries, here's kind of the universe of things they're looking for next. And then we can actually further refine that down to the entity, in this case, the Ford Focus. So
mm-hmm.
now, imagine what we're doing. So now we're saying, Ford Focus, these are the types of queries people do about Ford Focus. How do we bubble that up a little bit
mm-hmm.
and group that on the page? And that also provides you an easy way to navigate those groupings on the left rail. So I can now say, I want to see parts. I click on parts. And now I've got all the parts, the Ford Focus parts sites on this particular page.
Now, will every search bring up the Explore pane or
well,
only like product searches?
Every search will have the Explore pane. Will you always have the web groups? No.
No.
So, for example, if you do a search for, I don't know, carpet samples, right,
okay.
or something like that. So there we just have all results, right? We're not breaking that up because that isn't a class of query.
There's not enough. Gotcha.
Well, yeah, and we're constantly expanding the classes of queries we cover, but for now, carpet samples, which I'm sure you do quite often, we're not covering now.
Yes, quite frequently.
So, related searches on the left rail?
Let's dive into the related
well,
searches.
See, you're very excited about this.
I am.
Why is that?
I've just read a lot about it, and there's been I've seen it fail before in the past.
Yeah.
And I want to see that we and Microsoft and you and Bing have sort of stepped up the game, and now that related searches is actually relevant and useful.
I think you're going to find them extremely relevant and useful. And something else, we've now put them again in the Explore pane.
Yes.
So where are they today? Sometimes at the bottom, sometimes in the right, sometimes you have to go dig for them somewhere. No longer. When we have related searches to show you, boom, in the Explore pane.
Now what if you search for something, again, like not so obvious, like a current event?
Okay.
Will that bring up a related search, or
like
is it simply
what? What's happening right today?
Memorial Day. So here
okay.
we go, right? So here on the left rail, a couple of things are happening. Again, we've broken that down into categories, so images, history,
oh, cool.
sales, and that applies also to the page itself. So what can we broken that results down very simply? Related searches. So what we're doing here is not just adding additional words, right? So we are doing word refinements. We have Memorial Day, Clip Art Day, but we have Easter Day as well, right? So we're applying more technology than simply adding common refinements. We're actually using synonyms as well to make sense of this. So another example you can see is something like diabetes, which we've done a lot of investment in our health product.
Yeah.
But I can now drill and say like symptoms, for example, and look what happens here.
Excellent.
On the left-hand side, it's much more than simply, again, words added to diabetes. We have hypoglycemia, which is related to diabetes, obviously.
Yeah.
If you didn't know that, of course, if you didn't have diabetes, you wouldn't know that necessarily. But thyroid symptoms. So all these things are not, again, not simple refinements of the query.
Wow.
There are many cases synonyms.
It's really intuitive.
It's very intuitive.
Well, where are we going next?
So next, I want to say a couple more things about on the user experience.
I want to see it.
So let me go show you something. Let me go show you an artist. Let me go show you an artist named Taylor Swift. Have you heard of her?
I have.
Have you?
Yeah,
it's a love story.
I
do not know her songs.
I just sang her. Now you know.
Now I know not to listen. So we have a few things here on the page. Again, left rail fires all these categories. The page, again, is broken down to intuitive groups. So now I have lyrics, I have biography, I have all sorts of things right there, very simple.
But one thing I want to show off is images. Images in Bing, I'll be honest, they kind of rock.
I know, and I know you're a big fan of the
infinite scrolls!
So
it's still here! Infinite scroll for us did not go away.
Well.
So I can scroll forever, and let me tell you folks, once you go infinite scroll, you don't go back. Because mm-hmm. realize next is a pain in the keister.
I agree.
I can say keister on camera, right?
Absolutely, okay, you can even say honey.
I'm not going to say honey. Have I shown you things like refinements that we have here? So I can just say, I want to say again, left rail, a place I go for all my refinements. Just mm-hmm. show me faces of Taylor Swift, boom! I can say I only want to see large ones because I'm going to make a collage of Taylor in my office. So now I've got large-sized images.
Wait, take it back. You have a faces option?
I have a faces. I have a people option that has things like faces, head and shoulders. I want to see more Taylor Swift, a little more than just faces. Obviously, I'm not going to go through all the refinements. That would be a long video. But
I could spend all day on the image search alone.
You could. And honestly, some days when I'm a little bit bored, I do.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you search me?
I did. I was like, can I infinite scroll that? So that's images. Other kind of fun stuff, things like videos. Do you like 30 Rock?
Oh, who doesn't?
I don't know. So let me just show you a video. So I'm in 30 Rock again. What's happening? Best match. Boom, right there at the top. I've got videos. Boom, right there. I've got all my algorithmic results right there as well, so I can drill them. But what I want to show you right here is videos in the left rail. Okay, videos. Video search, great, amazing. But check it. Now I can say, you know, I only want to see full-length videos.
Wow.
I only want to see the episodes. So I can say, just show me Hulu. We've indexed all these different video sites, YouTube, MTV, Hulu, etc.
This is
so
awesome.
So I can go to Hulu, and then I can say, so now I'm only Hulu. And then I can say, just show me the long ones. Now what do I got here? I've got the last five episodes of 30 Rock, and this one here, Jackie Jorm Jump, was one of the best episodes of all time, and now I can watch it right here inside my Bing video experience.
That's great. I'm watching. Don't even need to open a new browser.
Nope, I'm sitting here, and bam. Bada bing, and I did it again. And I've got and I've got 30 Rock playing right here inside my search experience. So taking it out of just kind of the traditional, like people don't think with their search, you know, would you have thought necessarily that I could go do a query for 30 Rock and watch the full episode in my search experience before today? Probably not.
No, you know, I also wouldn't have thought, as you have in the Explore pane earlier, there was, you can look, the theme song, the quotes, like it would almost make me, actually going to make me, spend a lot more time just clicking around on the Bing search page, because
cool.
there's so much information.
But it's there, but
in my face.
It is there, but it's there because people have made these refinements before, right? So it's not just information we're pushing at you. We say when people search for 30 Rock, they're looking for quotes. They're looking for how to buy a season 2 DVD.
Yeah.
And so we said, great, let's go ahead and surface those refinements right to the search page. So we think that's pretty slick.
It is slick. Anything that's going to save me time?
So that is kind of the second. Oh, I didn't show you one last thing.
Okay.
Oh, because you asked me about integration. You said, how do we tie together
Windows
Live,
love
all these things.
Holding hands with our teammates.
Let me do a query for something else. Let's go look for laminate. I don't know why. There's a lot of stuff.
You're a lot of flooring today between the carpet and the laminate. Are you remodeling your home?
I'm looking around the room and I'm looking, what do I have here? And so I'm laminate. So laminate, and I decide that I want to go to wilsonart.com, which is a very large maker of laminate products, in case you don't know that. So now we're there.
Now I do know.
Now, and let's say we are doing remodeling our kitchen and we decide we want to go with laminate countertops because they're inexpensive and they're easy to clean and everything else, right? So good stuff. So I go through and I do a bunch of queries, and I do a bunch of searches, and I click on a bunch of things, and I read a bunch of information. And how often does it happen to you where you start a search session, start clicking through links,
mm-hmm.
you get like a half hour into your session, and you go, oh, the page I wanted was like the second one I went to.
Right, and that's lost.
And you have to go to history, and you have to like navigate through, and just keep clicking. You know? So let's go ahead and say, I've done those queries, great. Look at the left-hand side here. Look at search history. So now we're bringing, again, search history right up into the Explore pane. And what it shows me here is the last five queries that I've done, which is nice and handy if I want to get back. Because let me tell you something. Over half the queries we see coming into the search engines
mm-hmm.
are either exact or partial repeats of previous queries. Did you know that?
I buy it.
I'm glad you do, because it's
true.
Yeah,
I believe
it. It's true. So there's two things that led us to think about. A, how do we help folks get back to those previous queries more easily? But then B, what can we do on top of that? Because right, clearly they're doing these repeats for a reason. Maybe they're doing constant, every day they're looking for that see if information's changed, or you know, they saw something and would come back the next day to try to find it again. How do we kind of shortcut that inefficiency, frankly, in search? Let me show you how we do that. Let's go ahead and click on See All.
and I'm going to go to Bing search history. Now, this is the very simple HTML page. It just shows you when you search for the term and all the links that you clicked on.
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
I don't have to sign in here. Right now, I am signed in, but I don't have to be. This works just without even signing in. You can easily shut it off. You can easily take out things you don't want folks to see, so I can just X on that, for example, gone, right? This particular feature only stays up to 48 hours inside of a single session, so we purge it after that. So this is designed to help you as the consumer. But again, this is pretty simple. We ask ourselves, how can we make this more effective for people? Watch. Let me click on Save and Share. Boom. Now, I'm loading up a Silverlight experience here inside my Bing search, and look what it's letting me do. Number of things. I can say, great, you know what? I decided I like Formica, I like Wilson Art. The first site didn't like so much. These two sites I actually liked a lot. So I'll check those things.
Okay.
Now I can say, I'm going to save that to a local folder on my drive. Or, where's the integration? SkyDrive! That was a really lame high five.
Yeah.
I was actually just going for a riff raise.
And then two pumps in it.
And then it was horrible. I apologize to all the folks out there who can do proper high fives and fist bumps.
We'll do thumbs ups from now on.
Yeah, I'll just...
Yeah. Boom!
Anyway, so you get the idea. So we can now save. I can now save these things up to my SkyDrive. So now wherever I go in the world, I've got those things with me. So here's my scenario I actually just did. I was going to New York for something. I don't remember what now. I did a lot of searches for restaurants, found a ton of great restaurants because, hey, it's Manhattan. What do you expect?
Yeah, my hometown.
You lucky person. So I went through it and I booked a... lucky person. So I went and did a lot of searches. I went back to my search page. I checked out Otto and checked out a bunch of different ones I wanted to go see. Saved them in my SkyDrive. Got to New York. Went to the lobby or went to my friend's PC. Launched it up. Boom.
That's
all
awesome.
Right there. So anyway, the ability to save is great, and then you can share. Windows Live. You can send it to your contacts. You can post it to Facebook.
Love it.
And I can send you an email. So I can now say, well, I'm not going to do it now because it'll email, and
you. Yeah. I believe you. You haven't lied to me.
I can send it to you. So the point is, this helps you do two things. Gets back to your previous queries, which you do a lot of, apparently, you personally, as well as actually save the results of the research that you've done and share it with people with whom you need to collaborate to make decisions.
That's great.
So I'm going to go ahead and punch in my engine, flights from Seattle to Newark. Now I can type in just Newark here, but I'm being clever and typing in the airport code because I travel a lot. So I'm punching in a query that we see a lot of, flights from A to B.
Okay.
So go ahead and punch that in. What do I see here? What I'm seeing is... this instant answer right here. It's telling me that basically fares are predicted to go up.
So now is this incorporating, is it our FareFinder technology?
Faircast, exactly. So now we're literally firing that result right there on the search results page. And so you go, geez, okay, gosh, A, I see that's a pretty good deal. $226 round trip from Seattle.
That's
North.
Great.
Great deal.
Cross-country.
But guess what? Going up. So I can click on cheap tickets, and now what's happening is I'm being taken to the Bing travel site.
Okay.
So look, we've now got a great travel search right inside the Bing engine.
So this basically takes all offers, fares from all airlines.
Let me show you what happens.
Oh yeah,
exactly.
You can just tell me.
No, I mean we can just sit here and talk. Or
No, I'd rather be.
So this gives me a quick calendar view, or I could get more specific and say I'm going to go back to New York for my birthday because I do love that city. I'm going to come back on the 5th. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go. Right. So now what it's going to do? We're going to scour billions of fares. We're going to scour all the fares from the airlines. But what we do is we actually analyze billions of overall fares and try to predict whether or not the price for this particular ticket is going to go up, stay the same, or go down in the next 7 days. Right?
That's excellent.
What we do here
is... Can you do that for the stock market?
You know, I get that question a lot, and I keep talking to the Faircast guys, and they arrive in their floating cars, which I don't know how they afford. Oh, wait. Here I've got this. Now watch what I can do. Left rail, again, my consistent place to go refine things. I can say, look, I don't want to get there too late. So I'm gonna say landing. I don't want to land any time past 11.
Okay.
Right? Because I'm a wuss.
Yeah, you gotta get to that time.
And I don't want to return any earlier than say 5 p.m. because I want to spend as much time in Manhattan as I can. So there we go. So now automatically I've now cut it down from 295 to 66 results. So in two clicks I've cut it down that simply.
Great.
Right. Then I can even say things like, okay, airlines, I don't care, that's all fine, but I don't want to do any red eyes, so I can say no red eyes, and I can say, so uncheck red eyes, it's going to refine the results again, and I can say, you know, go ahead and only give me nonstops. So boom. Now, within a few clicks, I've gone from 295, you have no idea. You have people who help me with travel, they don't want me to travel. So I've gone from almost 300 results to 10 in four little steps.
That's great.
And I know quickly I better buy this because it's going to rise. I can look at this thing and it'll tell me how confident we are. We're actually 74% confident that fares are going to rise quite a bit in the next 7 days. So we can show you the history of how kind of where it was. So bottom line is...
And all this still...
You're in Bing. I do one click here to the AlaskAir.com site. Boom, I'm done. So I've gone from I want to do something to how I do something. And now I have confidence in that decision that I'm making, which is just awesome, I think.
I agree.
I'm glad you agree. Now, and you can get that as well from the homepage. Just go to Bing, click on travel, and boom, there I am. So I've got it right there. So we really are bringing that travel experience right up into the main engine.
And then it does the same thing for shopping and what were the other categories?
Well, I mean, different things. Because it doesn't make sense to necessarily say buy this.
Right, the sweater's not going to go
now. Well. Right, that's kind of hard. But I'm glad you brought up shopping.
Okay.
Because obviously two things. I need a new chair, because this thing is squeaky. Did you notice that? I did. And it's really cool. So let's go ahead and look at shopping. So let's go say, I'm going to go buy a Nikon D90 camera, for example.
Okay.
Boom, what do I got here? Amazing stuff. A, my left rail, it has all my categories again. Got some great related searches here. The search history is still there. But look right here at this instant answer. A couple of things we should notice. First off, again, pulling in a bunch of different interesting things. User reviews, expert reviews, product details. I can compare prices in 28 stores. I can get cash back. Just talk about in a second. I want to actually drill into something which is pretty differentiated from anybody else out there. It's this thing called the opinion ranking.
Okay.
So here's what we're doing. It kind of gets a little geeky. So bear with me.
We like that.
Channel lines. Okay. I can go
yeah.
geek.
Geek it up.
I can go geek. So what we do actually is we're going across a lot of the review sites across the web. Chow, in this case, DP Review, eBay, Amazon, Yahoo, eOpinions, you name it.
Yeah.
We go to these sites. We read the reviews, or we don't read them. The machines actually...
you personally.
I personally read the reviews. So we have a farm that the indexer goes out and actually gathers the reviews. We then look at the reviews and break them down into what particular parts of the review are about.
Okay.
And then, hold on.
Oh, yeah.
And then we apply sentiment on top. So we say, is that particular sentence or paragraph positive or negative?
Huh.
Now what that means, all that magic means for you, the consumer, is that if you care about, say, speed in your SLR camera, which you should, because
I
have an SLR camera.
I do.
I can now simply go to the Nikon D90 page. I can go to the left-hand side here, click on speed. What I'm going to see is all the user reviews, the snippets from user reviews about speed, both positive and negative. Boom, right here. On the page.
And then one side may have one thing about speed and it's positive, but then how would I know to go to find a negative speed review?
That's right.
No Boom. Limit.
All right here.
I love it.
Like that. And it gets even better because now once you decide that this is the camera you want, I can click on compare prices. I can see all the folks who are offering the prices for me, offering the product for me, by price. I can drill into their information, so I can go look at that
free
particular
shipping.
Thing, free shipping, and of course I can get cash back.
Let's talk about cash back.
Cash back is awesome. I love it.
Who doesn't love cash back?
I don't know.
About
I love
the program cash back.
Sorry. Yeah. Just like cash in general. Yeah. So, what happens here? If I click on Go to Store, so I can click on Go to Store, it's going to ask me to enter my address that I want to, you know. I'm going to get a lot of spam now, right? It's okay.
We'll blur that right out.
That's good. Yeah, make sure you put that on there. So now I'm clicking on this thing. I was telling them my cashback's not active. I'm going to earn 4% cash back on the purchase that I'm going to make on ABT Electronics. So now I go to ABT. There's a D90. I go ahead and make the purchase. Mm-hmm. I check out. I get a mail from us saying, congratulations, you've earned cash back. And depending on the merchant, either instantly or within 60 days, you actually get that cash back right in the PayPal account.
Wow.
So in this case, if I buy this camera, which is a pricey camera,
yeah,
almost $1,000.
Good chunk of change.
It's $40 back.
Take it.
$40.
Right? We're out to lunch.
So really, please take our money. So really, what we're doing here is helping people again. Think of the experience. I go from a very general search, all the way through to understanding of the product, what I want, and it meets my needs, to making a purchase and getting cash back, all within my search engine. Let's go look at local. Local's a big area. Let's go fire off for. I'm just going to do a query for Union Restaurant in Seattle. So I got a bunch of things here. I've got the local listings for all the different types of unions, but I see the one I want here. I can say union.
Mm-hmm.
Now what's going to happen? For the magic of Bing, we're doing a couple of things here. We're going to go ahead and bring in all the information you need. Pricing. It's a little pricey, but it's really good food.
It's delicious.
Website, phone numbers, hours, the whole thing. But as you scroll down, again, same concept as our opinion ranking on products. We scour the web for reviews across Yelp and Judy's Book and these review sites. But what I want to show you is the fact that we're able to take all those reviews that we can find across the web, and we're able to actually then categorize them and apply a sentiment on top. So again, the bottom line for the consumer is that you can quickly see if the most important thing to you is atmosphere at a restaurant.
It
you
is.
You can see quickly atmosphere. Look at all the great comments about atmosphere. There's only one negative. It's a little ordinary. Okay, that's fine. But generally, everyone's saying the settings. We're actually breaking words out like setting and thinking. Okay, setting's about atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And we say romantic and intimate sounds positive to the machines. We actually are able to break all those things down and make sense to the consumer so you can quickly see, boom, there's the most
that's
important
great.
Thing.
That's great. Wait
that
time,
amazing?
Value,
Isn't
chef,
that
drinks.
Yep.
Excellent.
And then, of course, we have our great one-click directions. One-click directions are so cool. You know why they're so cool?
Tell me.
Do you know how to get to the freeway from your house?
Yeah.
Do you know how? Do we need to give you 14 steps to get from your house to the freeway and a map?
No, you don't need to tell me to pull right out of my driveway.
Oh, you live under the freeway. I'm so sorry. Yeah, you still can shower. This is great. So generally, most folks know how to get from their house to the freeway.
Yes.
That's not a hard thing to do. What we want to do is provide one click, very simple set of directions to get from the freeway to the location. So here, rather than giving you from my house, this would be about 25 steps.
Right.
Now, look, I get to I-5 South, I do 3 steps and I'm there. Right, it's just that simple.
Much simplified.
Right.
Because
right.
if your printer was down and you're transcribing by hand,
just write
these last 3 steps anyway.
I got 165 and I'm done, right?
Yeah.
So now, and then of course what's really slick, when we go to the Bing Maps, is I can say, okay, here, I open the whole thing up on Maps, I can now drill in, do all my cool stuff like 3D and Bird's Eye and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say, you know what? Make sure you use ClearFlow to optimize my driving directions. What that does is looks at real-time traffic and will reroute you around blockages.
I wasn't familiar with ClearFlow.
Yeah, so just check ClearFlow and we'll actually reroute.
Is that new?
We've had it for a little while, but we're really popping it here to the front really clearly now.
Excellent.
Yeah. Wow, was that a lot of information?
That was good, though.
Do you feel kind of overwhelmed? You shouldn't, because Bing is there to help you decide.
That's right.
Right? So bottom line, again, let's just recap our main points, right?
Yes.
Bing, decision engine.
Yes.
What that means, great core search, along with tools that organize your results and provide tools to help you make decisions more effectively. Why are we doing this? Because we went back and looked at the data and realized that customers were not being satisfied in many cases with their initial queries, doing too many bad clicks,
yes,
in the back button too often, or using search more often for decision-type tasks. And we said, what can we build in an engine to start to help reduce some of that decision anxiety and help folks make more informed decisions faster? And that's what we have here with Prod. And we're going to keep evolving this, obviously. This isn't the end.
No.
Right? There's still work that can be done, no question about it. But we think this is a great first step. We're really proud of it.
Absolutely. And this morning I noticed there was so much excitement because we just announced this morning. You actually caused a Twitter fail whale. The world is buzz.
You know, I...
Not you personally.
No. I stopped hacking about 10 years ago as part of a deal I cut with a particular agency.
Yeah.
That's a long story.
Can't talk.
But bottom line, I did not cause it. But I will. I'll take credit for it.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to do something on Twitter to kind of announce this morning, and I got the whale, and I'm thinking, maybe it's me.
Maybe it is. People want to know about it.
And
I think you've just told them.
We have.
So there it is. And it's launching...
Publicly, it'll be fully deployed out there, ready to rock by June the 3rd.
June the 3rd, yep. And the URL will be?
Bing.com. So just go Bing and decide, my friends.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks a lot.
All right.